He's taken the reins in the White House. Let me speak to Patrick Corrigan from Amnesty International. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, half a million people are expected to march on Washington. Millions of people are expected to march the world over. Or is this simply hype?
Well, I think there certainly will be a large number of people on the march and at rallies, including the one at Belfast City Hall tomorrow, Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, which Amnesty is supporting. I'm going to be speaking at it. It's been organised by women here, and the rallies and marches around the world have been led by women who particularly have been concerned by the remarks during Donald Trump's presidential campaign, some of the people he's put into office and the potential policies in terms of, I suppose, they would see it as an attack on women's rights. And more broadly, I think, because of the remarks he has made, he has been very derogatory and offensive about women, refugees, migrants, LGBT people, for instance, that this is going to be the hallmark of his presidency. So in a way, it's a protest against Trump, perhaps, but actually it's more it was an act of solidarity with people in the US who are very fearful as we enter into the next 4 years, maybe in the next 8 years of a Trump presidency, but also a signal that it's possible to stand in solidarity with one another and to resist any policies that do try to roll back human rights that have been hard fought for and hard won over many generations.
Now, representatives of the Belfast Feminist Network, Black Lives Matter, NI, Housing for All, NI, Friends of the Earth, Amnesty International, speakers from these groups are going to be there. Do you think there's genuinely the appetite from the Ulster public, however, to be as vocal against Mr. Trump?
I mean, I think that there is legitimate concern internationally about some of the policies that a Trump presidency may follow. I mean, it all remains to be seen, of course, because we know during the campaign he flip-flopped on lots of issues. He would say one thing one day and he would seem to roll back the other day. So, of course, we will have to wait and see. But I think people are concerned. You know, he's not simply, I suppose, the president of one country. For better or for worse, he's regarded as the leader of the free world, the leader of the biggest country, most influential country in the world. So what he does and says over the next number of years will affect us all, including here in Northern Ireland. I mean, I think people here might be concerned. For instance, if you're concerned about the environment and the future of the planet, you may be concerned that he is going to pull the US out of the Paris climate change deal. He certainly signaled that that's intention. He doesn't really believe in climate change. He thinks he has said that the Chinese have invented it. This is like a novel attitude to sort of the accepted science of the matter. People might be concerned about global stability. We don't have a very stable world at the moment, but one of Barack Obama's achievements in foreign policy, I think most people would acknowledge, was the Iran nuclear deal. And again, Donald Trump has been signalling his intention perhaps to withdraw from that. And there are lots of other straws in the wind that I think should give any of us as global citizens some concern. So I think that whether people are on the rally tomorrow, 3 o'clock at City Hall, I'll say it again, or not, I think it's legitimate to have fears, and it's also legitimate to stand up and say, actually, we believe in a different sort of world, and where we see hate, we're going to advance love, and where we see hatred, we're going to advance hope and a message of solidarity with people around the world. Amnesty was plenty critical of President Obama and the range of his policies over the years, as we have with other presidents in the past. So this for us certainly isn't a partisan thing or something specifically about Donald Trump. It's about putting forward an alternative vision of the sort of world that we want to see.
If 2 years from now America is a more vibrant, even more progressive place, would Amnesty bow to the reality and say, yeah, we rush to judgment. We rush to judgment on this president.
Of course, we will acknowledge progress, as we will point out faults, just as we do, as I said, with Obama and with every other presidency in the past. And I think we should think of tomorrow's event, City Hall, less as an anti-Trump presidency and more as an act of solidarity and resistance to say we have an alternative vision as one that stands for human rights, for women's rights, for LGBT rights, for refugee rights, and that's the sort of policies we would like to see leaders in the US, as well as leaders in our own country, advance. This isn't simply a critique of one political party or one individual or one country. This is it's bigger than that, and it has a local dimension as well as a global one.